Take this moment to also thank Mrs. Bush once again for the flowers on the dais. They're nice and bright on such a beautiful day, so thank you, Debbie. The next business in order is the adoption of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion to accept.
I have a motion properly made and duly seconded to adopt the consent calendar as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. I believe also tonight we have one young lady in the room from USC Upstate who's here to do some of her practicum work, so we'd like to welcome you for being with us this evening. Thank you very much. Next item of business, and normally in order, is the appearance of visitors. This evening we have no one signed up from the public to speak, so our next business in order will be the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. If I might, before I begin with the report, we have some individuals to introduce. We'll actually approve these in personnel earlier in the month than we did at all, but we have them with us here tonight. Let me start with Brooks Smith. Brooks is the new executive director of career and technical education for the district. Brooks is coming to us from Aiken County School District, where he had a position similar to that at the district level and also was director of their career center in Aiken County. So we welcome Brooks to the district. Look forward to working with him as he provides leadership to the vocational and technical and career center programs in our district. Brooks, welcome. In the theme of career centers and career and technical education, I'm going to introduce Kimberly Jones, who will be serving as assistant director at Golden Strip Career Center. And she's been working with all four of our career centers for the last couple of years as the instructional coach for all four. Kim, welcome into your new role at Golden Strip. I'd like to welcome Josh Kay, who has been appointed assistant principal at Travelers Rest High School, and he comes to Travelers Rest administration from the ADEPT crew at the district level, who provides evaluation services to our schools. So, Josh, welcome into your new role at Travelers Rest High School. I don't believe that Kimberly or Brooks had their family, but I believe you might have your family with you, do you?
I do indeed, if I can remember their names.
Very good, and welcome to them as well. James Sharpless, who will be serving as the new assistant principal at Greenville High School, and he comes to his assignment at Greenville High, having served as administrative assistant at Hillcrest High School. James, welcome to your new role. Congratulations. We look forward to working with you. And the final recognition, Dawn Hooker. Dawn is newly appointed assistant principal at Welcome Elementary, and she comes to us having served as an assistant principal in Pickens County. Dawn, welcome to Greenville County Schools, and congratulations. And I believe they recognize your family that you brought with you. You all know Andy Hooker, principal at Hughes Middle School, Dawn's husband. We welcome each of you to the district. We welcome each of you to your new role and look forward to working with all of you as you provide leadership in our schools. While we are recognizing individuals, as we move into the next part of the superintendent's report, it's my pleasure to recognize two of our school board members. At this time, I'd like to recognize Kenneth Baxter and Joy Grayson. And I will ask them to come down and join me out here, and I believe Susan will get a picture. Mr. Baxter is receiving a level 2 certificate and silver pin, having earned 40 points in the South Carolina School Boards Association Boardmanship Institute. These points are awarded for participation in professional development. Joy Grayson, the other individual being recognized, is receiving a level 3 certificate and gold pin in recognition of having earned 100 points in South Carolina School Boards Association Boardmanship Institute. For those of you not familiar with it, the Boardsmanship Institute was established in 1982 by the South Carolina School Boards Association, and it offers a year-round training curriculum focused on leadership skills for school board members on state and national education issues. It's my pleasure now to present these certificates to each of these board members. And as their colleagues have also done, and as they have done in the past, they help set the example for the professional development expectations that we have for everybody in the district, for those of us at the district level, at the board level, individuals in the classroom, principals, our custodial staff, our clerical staff. We expect and encourage our employees to participate in professional development, and that starts at the board level, and we're very pleased tonight to recognize Kenneth Baxter. Kenneth, with your level 2 certificate, congratulations, sir. Joy, we recognize you for having reached level 3 in boardsmanship. Congratulations.
Let me get you a chair to stand on.
Now to continue with and the superintendent's report tonight, just briefly before we share with you the back to school message video that we send out to all employees, and I know we sent you something in writing as we traditionally do after the first day of school, but we had an excellent start to the school year. It's a tribute to the more than 9,000 employees in this district, the outstanding work that they did, the leadership of the people that you see in front of you tonight in this room, the work that everybody did in preparation for the new school year. And we really did have an outstanding opening. From the opening of a new school to dealing with just the routine things that happen in a district that has 12 million square feet of buildings and 6,000 acres of grass and 73,000 students and 10,000 employees, we had an excellent start to the year. We have a few, no pun intended, bumps in the road with school transportation that you all know about related to the age of our fleet, the challenge in finding our drivers. But I have to say to you, we had the best end times for routes in the district this year than we've had in 8 to 10 years. So they're certainly not what we would, it'd be nice if everybody was home in 30 minutes, but that's really not possible. We had the best end times that we have had in a number of years this year. So we had just an excellent start to the school year. This is part of what we send out to our employees, welcoming them back, challenging them to start off on the right foot for the school year. So I thought I would share that with you tonight, and that'll be the conclusion to our superintendent's report.
Welcome to the 2014-15 school year. Clean slate, empty page, blank canvas, vacant statement. Each of these images suggests endless possibilities. The next great novel, a modern-day Mona Lisa, the resolution of a math or physics problem that stumped the great minds of history, or a future author. A new school year provides each of us with the limitless possibilities of a blank canvas. But as the added benefit, a strong foundation on which to build, multiple supports, and countless tools on which we can rely to create an inspiring and meaningful work. As we prepare for the 2014-15 school year, we can celebrate our past successes and use our experience to inform our actions in the coming year. Greenville County Schools has made tremendous progress on all indicators of academic success, from past testing results, the SAT and ACT scores, to graduation rates, to scholarship totals. Most impressive, we've made these gains under very difficult circumstances that include inadequate state funding, a growth in the number and percentage of students living in poverty, fluctuating and sometimes conflicting directions on standards, increased state and federal mandates, and a greater demand by some families that their children's paths be free of obstacles, challenges, and disappointments.
increasingly positive outcomes in an increasingly challenging environment makes no logical sense. Such outcomes can only be explained by the quality of our employees. Teachers, of course, are at the heart of the learning process, but it takes everyone working together, each of us in support and leadership positions, to give teachers and students the tools and environment they need when they need them to succeed. And academics is only part of the equation. To fully develop the whole child and to give students an opportunity to discover and develop their unique talents and gifts, build self-confidence, and practice leadership, we're also fortunate to have talented adults willing to give of their time to provide opportunities in the fine and performing arts, athletics, debate, robotics, ROTC, and numerous other co-curricular programs and activities. One of the greatest challenges we face to reaching and engaging more students is how to appropriately and sensibly use technology to further enhance learning. Technology is not the end. Instead, it is the means to an end. We still need to teach students skills and concepts and help them delve into complex problems and ideas. That hasn't changed. What has changed is the need, the absolute requirement, that we bring technology into the classroom so we are not only connecting and interacting with students in their world, we're also preparing them for a future that will be built around the technological advances that are occurring every minute and every day. As our 12-month employees gear up for another year, and all our teachers, bus drivers, food service workers, school and district level support, and administrative staff return to the routine of the school year, I ask that each of you continue to do your best each and every day for every student. Your commitment, experience, knowledge, and skills make the difference in this district and constitute the secret to our success. You are our master craftsmen, composers, and artisans, and working as a team, we help students create a better version of themselves, full of endless possibilities, and prepared for both personal and professional success. Thank you again for all you do, and have a great school year.
Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. The first item of business in order under action items is item number 5.01, request for PE waiver. Recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the requested PE waiver for one student at J.L. Mann Academy. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 5.02, reauthorization of proficiency-based system. Again, coming from the Committee of the Whole requires no second. The motion is to reauthorize the Greenville County Schools proficiency application that would allow students to demonstrate mastery of content under certain criteria to earn course credit. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 5.03, South Carolina Department of Transportation right-of-way at Eastside High School. Again, motion coming from Committee of the Whole requires no second to approve the SCDOT offer for this right-of-way acquisition at Eastside High School along Kimbrell Road. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 5.04, the revision of policy JCDAB, tobacco use. Again, coming from Committee of the Whole, requires no second. The recommendation is to approve the revision of board policy JCDAB. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 5.05, the revision of policy EB, building and grounds management. Again, the motion coming from Committee of the Whole requires no second to approve the revision of board policy EB. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. The next item of business in order is item 5.06, revision of policy GBRL, classification of employees, working conditions, restrictions of use of tobacco products. Recommended motion coming from Committee of the Whole requires no second to approve the revision to board policy GBRL. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business in order is item 5.07. There is a recommended motion coming from the administration. Is there a maker?
Mr. Chair.
Mrs. Rowletter.
I move that we approve the reappointment of Mr. James Blakely, Mr. Duke McCall, Mr. Joseph Sullivan, and to approve the appointment of Mr. Bill Reniger, all to 3-year terms as members of the Best Board of Directors.
Second.
I have a motion properly made and duly seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Chair would like to take a moment of personal privilege and welcome these gentlemen that we've just approved, beginning with the Best Board Chairman, Mr. James Blakely, Vice Chair, Mr. Joseph Sullivan, Board Members, Mr. Duke McCall, and Mr. Bill Reniger. Gentlemen, thank you for your service to the School District of Greenville County. The next item of business in order is item 6.01, Internal Audit Services Project Status Report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are presenting our monthly status report on internal audit projects that we're currently working on, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions of Mr. Barber this evening? Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Next item of business in order is item 7.01, the approval of the letter State Board of Education regarding the HHFKA waivers. Mr. Meek, would you like to report?
Yes, sir. You want me to make the motion first?
Please do.
Motion to approve sending a letter composed by the Advocacy Committee and addressed to the State Board of Education Chair Barry Boland regarding potential waivers for portion of the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. We're asking for approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. This is coming from, it's not officially coming from the Advocacy Committee, but it is their recommendation to this board. We have a motion on the floor. Are there any questions? Dr. O'Connor.
Just summarizing it a bit while we're
asking. Ms. Mills, be glad to. Hold on just a second.
Pam?
This is in reference to the guidelines that came down regarding fundraisers at schools.
Right.
USDA allows for states to set a policy about exemptions for days for fundraisers. And our state is in the process of that, but they have not completed it. So this letter simply asks that they give us the maximum exemptions allowed so that we as a local district can set that policy for fundraisers.
Okay, so this does not mean that we will change the policy without first coming back for discussion about what that change would be, just that we're asking for as much latitude as possible. Is that right?
I don't know that it would come back to the Board of Trustees. It would probably be an administrative decision about the number of exemptions made with input from principals and others. That is my understanding.
As you all may know, there currently is no limit on that. It has not been up to the school year. Schools could engage in whatever kind of fundraising activities they wish to do so as far as extra sales. And I know that you are well aware that we're Greenville County Schools has been a leader in healthy meals. And we have very successfully implemented healthy meals and done so without any restriction on fundraising. We've created a demand for it. We've created programs starting at the elementary level and moved them up middle school and moved them into high school. So it's been our experience as being one of the leaders in serving nutritious and healthy meals that our ancillary sales as fundraisers has really not diminished that. So we are in favor of the state granting latitude, which is allowed under, and this is actually a federal regulation, the states are allowed to grant local districts latitude in that. We don't yet know if the state board approves this, what that latitude might look like, We'll certainly come back to you and share with you what that latitude is and how we intend to carry it forward. But we believe, based on our past experience, that whatever that latitude is would not be something that would be damaging to our program, because it has not, to this point, been damaging to our program. And you all know, I'm sure you're familiar with really kind of the concept that our programs have been based on are woe foods, go foods, and slow foods. And we've never adopted a philosophy, and don't believe it is correct philosophy to adopt, that you can't ever have a donut or a candy bar or whatever, that in moderation, done appropriately, that those things, that's not an issue for people. That we want to teach healthy eating habits, and if they exercise those healthy eating habits correctly, it won't hurt them to partake of a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' Donuts or whatever on occasion. So we hope that the latitude will be granted to districts, and we will do that in keeping with what has been our practice in the past. But we certainly keep you informed of that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 7.02, committee and liaison reports. Mrs. Rowletter.
As many of you know, we did have a law conference last weekend at Myrtle Beach, and it was very successful. We had a number of wonderful presentations, and our own Mr. Webb was a party to that, and we appreciate his participation in that and helping the School Board Association out. We did have a board meeting, and I will not bore you with 3.5 hours of the board meeting we had, but I picked out a few highlights for you. First, we had a clean audit. It was a very, very good audit, as per usual. There was some discussion about the search for the new executive director, and we have narrowed to 3 finalists, and no offers have been made yet. We also had 2 CHAMPS awards, Champions for Education. One of them went to Greenville. I'm very proud of that. And that'll be it for tonight, Mr. Sailors.
Mr. Meek, do you have anything else from your committee?
None whatsoever.
Anyone else? Mrs. Wells.
Just a quick reminder, as liaison to Roper Mountain Science Center Association Board, we all received an email a few days ago about a survey that is part of the strategic planning process that's ongoing right now for Roper Mountain Science Center. And so if you guys have not, please, by the 29th of August, if you'd like some input, please take the time to take that survey and get those results to us. That's it. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Next item of business in order is item 8.01, our financial report. Mr. Royster.
Mr. Sailors, thank you. We do not have a formal financial report, and Mr. Knott stands at the ready to answer any and all questions that you might have regarding the district finances.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Meek.
Since we haven't been here for a little while, I would like to know what our balance is, Mr. Knotts. Our reserve fund balance. It's not called a reserve fund anymore, but I know it's adequate, but give me numbers.
It is adequate. At this point, we are actually closing out our books, quote, our books for last year. I'm not really able to give you a firm, accurate number at this point.
Within a million or two.
Excuse me?
Give me within a million of two or two.
A 10 or $20 million dollar range?
Well, no, closer than that if you can get it. I know you can. I know you know, Jeff.
Probably between $88 and $90 million.
And how much is that committed?
We have close to 43 of that committee assigned per the board policy. We have a little over $7 million of that assigned to help fund this year's fund balance. The remaining of that would be unassigned.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else? Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Have a motion made and seconded, and any discussion on that one? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we are adjourned. Thank you so very much.
I was going to say no. I don't want to turn. I want to stay.
You want to stay?
I want to stay.
You can stay.
Okay.
It's not the quickest, but I'll take it.